You played a major role in Oklahoma Promise, OLAP as we call it, Oklahoma Higher Learning Access Program, which funds scholarships to Oklahoma colleges for students from families that earn $50,000 or less in income. You played a major role in that, and tell us the role you played.
That's my baby.
Yeah.
That's my deal.
Yeah.
And all the things, of all the legislation, that gives me more pride and joy, that piece of legislation. And it was not easy to get that done because in the beginning, there was not going to be any money put into it. So, you know, you were talking about 4 years before the legislature would look at saying funding was going to be there. And then, of course, how are you going to say to parents, I want you to sign up for this, and I think we're going to have the money, you know, in 4 years. It was not very popular at that time with many legislators. And then they were not happy with the grade point average. They wanted to put it at 3 point and above or 3.5, and I was standing firm on 2.5 because what I was saying is that there may be extenuating circumstances these young people are going through, and it doesn't have anything to do. So you've got other kinds of avenues for bright, scholarly students. John, I went back to what I'd heard all my life in my home was education, education. And I said, this is an opportunity. Most parents, if I can even get them thinking beyond the ninth grade, that your kid can go to school and this is what can happen for you. I have gone over to the Capitol when they have the rally day, even though the name has changed. I think we started out less than $30,000, I think, initially. But to get that passed and then now to see it grow and then to have young people come up to me and say, I'm an OLAP graduate, that is the most rewarding thing ever.
Right. Where did the idea come from?
Well, I was on my way back to Oklahoma City, 60 Minutes, I think it was, I was listening to going back on a Sunday evening. That was a gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he was on 60 Minutes. He was talking about what Louisiana should do in terms of educating, providing education for students. So that's where it hit for me.
So you then brought the concepts to the legislature?
I did.
Okay, here's the idea. What do you do next?
I got with staff. Then we started dealing with names. And once I got support from the leadership, then that was a go.
Okay.
I think it was Garrett who was Secretary of Education at that time, Sandy Garrett. She always said she was okay with it, but I wasn't real sure. Then they tried to say, well, let's just try to distinguish the bill and say for, like, impoverished families.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, this is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about any person. We're going to cap the income. I said, but many parents are thinking, if I can just get my kid through 12th grade, I'm good. I said, but if they can start thinking early on that there's a chance for my kid to go to school. And I'm proud to say that even TCC patterned their bill similar to, at that time, the OLAP bill. And they went a step further because I think they included books. That's a tremendous increase for students. And then convincing the House. You got many more people over on the House side, you know, and they were going to tear this bill up. And I have to say that Don Ross was the House author. Carolyn Thompson was chair of education, higher ed. So he said, if we're going to get this thing done, let's bring Carolyn into the fold. And that's another thing that you learn to do over there is being able to get with other people. And even if you have to take a back seat sometimes on some things, but the goal is to get it done. If we're going to get this thing out of committee, he said, let's bring Carolyn in on it. And she was for it all the way.
Carolyn.
Carolyn. She's married to Stratton. I said Thomas, but she's Carolyn Taylor.
Stratton Taylor.
His wife. Yeah. But she was chair of higher ed at that time. But they were not married at that time. Then on the floor and with the respect she had and all that kind of stuff, you just go through all those motions to make sure that you got your votes in place. She said, let's not put it out there until we know we got the votes.
She brought the House in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And Don took the back seat, even though he was the author. He said, I'm just telling you how this thing works over here. So I took his advice. And, of course, I was happy to see it get moved out of the State Department of Education and get located in the regent's office.
State regent's office.
State regent's office. And Sid Hudson, all those people, I mean, you just start having all kinds of good support coming from people who are real strong on education issues.
So then you had to get it funded, and you said you were waiting 4 years to get
it funded? Well, because initially there was not going to be any money put in, you know, like we're going to start now. So by 4 years, you know, and I guess the one thing was to be revenue neutral when it passed. But they knew that funds were going to be put in there. For the longest, we were really kind of worried about it because rural Oklahoma was grabbing it and running with it. And Tulsa County and Oklahoma County, you would think the big schools would have, and maybe they didn't know. That's where I said the higher regents office, when they got into it, they started marketing it differently, doing things in the schools and making students aware that this is available to you.
Maybe it's more now, but it has awarded nearly $700 million to over 75,000
yes.
Oklahoma College students.
Yeah, and I'm proud to say, too, that even when there was argument against the 2.5, most of those young people who went in, they were scoring much higher than 2.5 in college. I keep up with it. I still stay in touch with the regent's office and track that, you know, just to see how it's doing. There's one young lady, and I believe her name is Munson, Representative Munson, and she is an OLAP graduate. She's serving in the House. She has kind of taken that on as a point to move forward with it.
Well, as of a few years ago, there were at least two sitting members of the Oklahoma House of Representatives, as well as the chief of staff of the President Pro Tem in the Senate, who are former recipients of those scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
I mean, when you go to bed at night and think, what have I done? All you need to do is think of that.
Right. As I said, that is the most rewarding. If anything else that I did there, I think that I would say that was my greatest achievement.
I'm going to quote the Oklahoma Journal Record. It said, many leaders have come and gone, but the extraordinary work of this quiet, gentle woman from Tulsa's Greenwood District fundamentally changed Oklahoma's higher education system, hugely expanding the opportunities available for high-achieving but underprivileged students.
Yeah.
Got to put a statue for you. They do it for Bob Stoops and other people. They should for you as well. Believe me, they should. So congratulations. That was nice that you included 2.5 students as well.
Yeah. And the other thing was, if that language still exists, say, for instance, you're not challenged to go to college, I wanted them to get that VOTEC. My thought was, say, for instance, you went into VOTEC and you went into drafting. Maybe once you got into it, you said, wow, I probably could look at architectural stuff and move forward. And I said it could be a dream to move forward. I kind of placed myself in that area. I made a commitment when I left Wiley that I'm going to get it at some point. I don't know when I'm going to get it, but I'm going to get there. And so the VOTEC training was part of that as well.
Yeah.
And even some of the legislators who were against it, they started coming and saying, can we put an amendment on here and include private schools, you know, the private universities? Mm-hmm. My thing is, first and foremost, our state schools are our priority, and that can be available a tier down.
A little late for me to say it, but congratulations.
Well, thank you.